Hi there, and thank you so much for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep, and we're celebrating fathers all month long on the Mormon Channel. And one group of people who have had a really interesting perspective on fatherhood over the years are the prophets, apostles, and other leaders of the LDS Church. Now, fathers has been a topic that's discussed regularly in general conference talks, LDS magazines, devotionals, and videos. And we've gathered all of their best advice here for you to learn from the wisdom of these wonderful fathers and inspired leaders. Take a listen.
As a church, we believe in fathers. We believe in the ideal of the man who puts his family first. We believe that by divine design, fathers are to preside over their families in love and righteousness, and are responsible to provide the necessities of life and protection for their families. We believe that in their complementary family duties, fathers and mothers are obligated to help one another as equal partners. We believe that far from being superfluous, fathers are unique and irreplaceable.
You see, we're all on a journey. Dads are a little further down the road, but none of us have arrived at our final destination. We're all in the process of becoming who we will one day be. Fathers and sons can play a critical role in helping each other become the best that we can be.
In terms of giving to fathers love and understanding, it should be remembered that fathers also have times of insecurity and doubt. Everyone knows fathers make mistakes, especially they themselves. Fathers are in need of all the help they can get. Mostly they need love, support, and understanding from their own.
Satan, in his carefully designed plan to destroy the family, seeks to diminish the role of fathers. Increase youth violence, youth crime, greater poverty and economic insecurity, and the failure of increased number of children in our schools offers clear evidence of the lack of a positive influence on fathers in the home. A family needs a father to anchor it. Surely, we have learned by now from the experience over centuries that the basic family provides the most stable and secure foundation for society and is fundamental for the preparation of young people for their future responsibilities. Fatherhood is leadership, the most important kind of leadership. It has been so and always will be so. Fathers, with the assistance and counsel and encouragement of your eternal companion, you preside in the home. It is not a matter of whether you are the most worthy or the best qualified. It is a matter of divine appointment. Your leadership in the home must include leading in family worship. You preside at the family meals, at family prayer. You preside at family home evenings. And as guided by the Spirit of the Lord, you see that your children are taught correct principles. It is your place to give direction in relationship to all family life. You give fathers blessings. You take an active part in family rules and discipline. As the leader in the home, you plan and sacrifice to achieve the blessings of a unified and happy family. To do all of this requires that you live a family-centered life.
God bless you, dear fathers. May He bless you with wisdom and judgment, with understanding, with self-discipline and self-control, with faith and kindness and love. And may He bless the sons and daughters who have come into your homes, that yours may be a fortifying, strengthening, guiding hand as they walk the treacherous path of life. As the years pass, and they will pass ever so quickly, may you know that peace which passeth all understanding as you look upon your sons and daughters who likewise have known that sacred and wonderful peace. Such is my humble prayer. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
definitely some wonderful advice in there. And remember that to learn more about fatherhood or to have other parenting tips, you can log on to mormonchannel.org and look for great radio episodes, blog posts, and videos. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.